This week on America Interrupted from the PBS NewsHour, our reporters share what they saw as they covered the attack on the Capitol.
I was looking at the front door to the U.S. Capitol, and faces of, you know, that mob pressed right up against the glass, trying to break in.
An intimate look at what happened that day.
It was the culmination, really, of President Trump's lies, his allegations, all of the false things that he's been telling his supporters.
And what they and the country will remember.
In all the stories that I've done and all the places that I've been, I've never, ever found it as difficult as it is right now to explain to my girls what's going on in this country we call home.
Listen and subscribe to America Interrupted, wherever you listen to podcasts. And before we go tonight, we return to our lead tonight, and that is to our Yamiche, who has more on what President Trump had to say late this evening after he was impeached for the second time. Yamiche?
That's right. Just after President Trump was impeached again, he released a video condemning violence, but also pushing back on what he says is unfair censorship. Here's what he had to say.
Every American deserves to have their voice heard in a respectful and peaceful way. That is your First Amendment right. But I cannot emphasize that there must be no violence, no law breaking, and no vandalism of any kind. Everyone must follow our laws and obey the instructions of law enforcement.
Now, this is the president saying things that people, including Democrats and Republicans, wanted him to say months ago. He doesn't mention President-elect Joe Biden becoming the next president. He also doesn't mention impeachment. People that I've talked to say this is really too little, too late. One person I talked to, a former Trump campaign advisor, said that he was harassed at an airport for hearing and telling someone that Vice President Pence did the right thing by not pulling back on the election count. That person says that this is really too little, too late, because there are millions of Americans whose minds are poisoned by the idea, the false idea, that the election was stolen, Judy.
And no acknowledgement of any role in what happened, Yamiche. Is that right?
No. No acknowledgement. He doesn't take any responsibility or express any sort of regret or saying that he is sorry to the American people, despite all that we've experienced.
Yamiche Alcindor, thank you very much.